You know, for that man dying on that bed, Muhammad is not going to raise him up. And I was telling the ladies last night, it just so happened that we were having a prayer meeting at our church that night. We have a prayer meeting once a month that is called Only God. And our congregation are told, we are not praying about your big toe that hurts tonight. We are praying about things that only God can step into and change. And it just so happened, this man is dying in hospital on a night that we are going to pray. And so we begin to pray. We send it round our prayer chain and we've been praying ever since. I got a message this morning to say that man has been moved from ITU to HDU. He is speaking. The first time I saw him, he wasn't saying a word. He was completely in a coma. By Friday, he was awake and trying to speak, but with a ventilator. I'm guessing that's been taken out. And God is doing a miracle because he has no rival. That's not what I'm speaking on today, but I'm so pumped up about this. I'm so excited. You know, I was chatting to Joe about the history of this building. Do you know, I feel like I'm in the right place today because the man who first purchased this building paid for the first building of my church too. It was a tent. But 90 years ago, because we're celebrating our 90th anniversary next month, and 90 years ago, he purchased a tent, put it up in a street which was full of farm land in those days, no longer, and the gospel began to be preached in that tent, and our church started. So I feel very much at home today. I heard that man preach many years ago. You know, I've been in my church since I was born, 60 years. And so I've lots of history in the church and lots of history, know lots about the churches around the country. And so I really feel at home here today. And I always feel at home where there's a group of ladies and men who want to give up a Saturday to invest in their lives. You know, you're not just giving something up today, you are investing. You're investing in your own life, but I believe you're also going to invest in the lives of everybody that you come into contact with through what you receive today. And I've really been praying that God will give me words throughout the day that are for you. For some of you, it will just be an individual little phrase. You know, for me, when I'm listening to preaching, I'm asking God, just give me something that's for me. Because the whole preach may not be for you. You know, the two sessions, but there may be one phrase you go away with and you just say, that word is for me today. And so let me encourage you, open your hearts. I believe God's given me something to share with you today. And let's see what God is going to do, because he's got no rivals. So we're talking about growing into your crown. And I was thinking, what on earth does that mean? What's this all about? So I hope I'm on the right lines, Joe. But we're going for it. Have you ever imagined what it must have been like for Queen Elizabeth when she realised that one day she was going to be queen? You know, she shouldn't have been. If you know your history, she should never have been Queen of England because her father should never have been king, but his brother abdicated and so he becomes a reluctant king. And so suddenly this little girl called Elizabeth realises one day she's going to be Queen of England. Do you remember Diana? Who can forget Diana? We've just seen so much on our screens recently, haven't we? What was it like for her trying to grow into her crown? Well, I'm not sure she ever truly did. She was an amazing woman, but whether she really grew into her crown, I'm not sure. Have you ever imagined what it's been like for Kate? Goes off to university, St Andrews, wasn't it? And meets this handsome guy and then realises who he is. Can you imagine what that was like? It took them a long time to cement their relationship, didn't it? I think she must have been thinking, if I really get with this guy, then I'm going to have to wear a crown one day because I'm actually going to be a queen. Can you imagine what that must be like? Well, she did grow into her crown, or she's still growing into it. And certainly our queen grew into her crown. I'm a bit of a royalist. You know, I've been to Buckingham Palace for a tour. I've been to Windsor Castle. I've waved at the Queen. I am a bit of a royalist. And actually, I think she's an amazing lady. But how did Kate prepare to wear their crown? Well, I've come up with four things that I think they have had to learn over the years, and I'm sure Kate would say, and I'm still learning, that I think we can learn from ourselves. I've got 4 points. Most preachers have three. I've got 4 points. I'm going to deal with one in this session and all three in the next one that I do, okay? Because the first one really has gripped me. And so I'm going to spend longer on that one than the other ones. But I'll give you all four at the beginning. These are the four lessons that I think they had to learn in order to grow into their crown, and we must learn in order to grow into our crown. They had to learn to wear the right clothes. That's the first point. Secondly, they had to learn to speak properly. Not the East End twang that I've got. They had to learn to act properly. And they had to learn who they are in the kingdom. So they're the 4 points that we're going to look at, but I want to just spend this session this morning looking at the first one. They had to learn to wear the right clothes. And we too have got to do that. You see, in 1 Peter 2:9, it says, we are a royal priesthood. Did you know if you're a follower of Jesus, you've got royalty in your genes? Yeah? Never forget that. When somebody tries to put you down, remember there's royalty in your genes. And so if there is, then we too have got to wear the correct clothes. So have you ever seen Queen Elizabeth in a miniskirt or a plunged neckline? Excuse me, men. I didn't think you'd be here. No. Actually, even if you watch Kate today, she is very careful what she wears. Extremely careful. In fact, it's not just the style. I'm sure it's the designer. I don't think we'll ever see Kate in Primani. Do you know what I mean by Primani? Bit of Primark. In the area where I come from, everybody wears Primark. Or Gucci. Pretend Gucci that they've bought off the market. No, the Queen and Kate, they know what to wear. A crown means you need to be clothed properly in every area of your body. You know, when the Queen had her coronation, she has to wear certain clothes for that coronation. And we too need to be clothed well. You know, clothing's an obsession, isn't it, in our country? It really is. I was watching a program a few months ago called What Not to Wear. You know, and then there's other programs about how people spend a fortune on clothes. There was one lady on this program I was watching, and they had major problems with their finances. So this guys had gone in to try and help them sort their finances. So they took over a shop in the town centre and they took all of the clothes from her house and they set them up as a shop. And then she walked in the shop and she couldn't believe all these clothes in the shop. And you know, she had 17 dresses that still had labels on that she'd never worn. And when asked why, she said, well, you know what it's like with taking selfies and, you know, if I go out and somebody takes my picture and it goes on Facebook and I've worn the same dress I wore last time, what will people think? This total obsession with clothing. And sadly, our whole society has not realised that the outward clothing is not what's important. You can wear the most expensive clothes, but completely be messed up. Completely. Because you have emphasized the outward. Now, you know, when I was a child growing up in church life, the outward was very important too. So if I was speaking to you now, 50 years ago, I would have been wearing a hat, a quite a large one. I definitely wouldn't have trousers on. My dress would be well past my knees and my ears would not be pierced because they were terrible sins. I mean, terrible sins. And my mum would be turning in her grave if she could see me now. We, even in the church, we really emphasize the outward. But, you know, when I talk today about wearing the right clothes, I want you to understand, ladies, I am not talking about what you are wearing now. I honestly don't care. I am talking about what happens on the inside. And there's a lovely verse in Proverbs 31, verse 25, and it says this: she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. This is one verse which describes a woman who really knows what to wear. You know, the book of Proverbs was written by King Solomon. And let me say to you, if you've never read Proverbs, then start today. It is the most amazing book of wisdom. In fact, I had a man come to our church some years ago. He wasn't a Christian. And I said, what brought you to church? He said, I've been reading the book of Proverbs in the Bible. And it so impacted me that I thought I'd better get to church and find out what the rest of it's all about. Because the book of Proverbs has so much wisdom. You see, Solomon, very powerful king, when God came to him and said, what do you want? He said, I want to be wise. I want wisdom. I want an understanding heart. And so God gives him this incredible wisdom and he writes this book. And chapter 31 is the final chapter of this incredibly wise book. And it's all about this amazing woman. I mean, who can live up to this woman? Let me challenge you. When you go home, read Proverbs 31 from verse 11 and you'll go, oh, where do we start? because she was truly amazing. I think Solomon must have watched his mother. I get the feeling that's who it was about. And he describes this perfect woman. That's what she seems to be. And I've often read it and thought, how could I ever live up to it? But what I love about the whole chapter is that Solomon totally gets the balance. First of all, he praises this lady for being hardworking and caring for her family, all the things we like to see in people. He even praises her for her warm clothes that she provides for her family. The outward things that everybody can see. He even talks about her own clothes. He says they're made of linen and purple, a sign of her, how rich she was. But he doesn't stay there. And of course, Solomon, as we know, was obsessed with women. So I'm sure he must have looked on the outward a lot. But when it comes to this woman, he realizes what's really important. For this woman to wear her crown well, she needed to wear other things, not just the beautiful adorned clothes that she would wear, not just the crown, because the crown's what everybody sees. But she needed to be clothed with strength and dignity. And I think if we are going to grow into our crown, the calling that God has got in our lives, then we have to be clothed on the inside. And first of all, we have to be clothed with strength and dignity. The first thing I think about when I think about getting dressed, okay, is that getting dressed is a decision. And thank God you all made that decision today. No naked flesh here today, please. You all made a decision when you got up this morning. You know, we were laughing, the group of us that got together yesterday, how in your town is the same as my town in that women take their children to school in their pajamas. So we have a headmistress in our town who had had enough of this. And so she wrote a letter to every parent and said, this is totally unacceptable behaviour. And you will dress properly before you bring your children to school. because getting dressed is a decision. Now, some of you will have taken a long time over deciding what to wear today. Others of you will just have opened the wardrobe and pulled the first thing you saw. I'm not going to say which did which. But we all today, men included, made a decision to get dressed. You know, there are many verses in the Bible about being clothed. But so often I think we have to make a decision. This is how I'm going to live on the inside. So the psalmist says, you can be clothed with joy. Did you know that? There are some people I know put their joy clothes on every day. So I have a lady in my church. She's just turned 70, had a heart attack about 3 weeks ago, went to see her in the hospital, and I would never have known she'd had a heart attack because she is beaming as I walk in. Because that lady, for 50 years since she found Jesus, has put on her clothes of joy every single day. She is my chief encourager. So it doesn't matter how bad the preaching is, she will tell you, you were wonderful. I stand on the door most Sundays saying goodbye to people. And if my daughters preach, she'll tell me how incredible a preach it was. If our associate pastors preached, oh, Christine, thank you for inviting Gowan to come and be one of our ministers. Oh, he's preaching blesses me. And she's just like, she can't stop smiling. That does not mean that life's been easy. She's been married 50 years today. We're actually honouring them tomorrow. But to a man, that's quite a challenge. And yet, her children have been a challenge. She rarely sees them. And I know that's really hard. She lives in a little council house. Nothing special. She's never moved out of what is now a very challenging area to live in. But every day she chooses to dress with joy. Because she's in the Word all the time. It's on her lips. Let me say to you, the Bible says in Psalm 30 that we can be clothed with joy and get rid of our clothes of mourning. There are some people, even after they found Jesus, they keep going back and putting on their clothes of mourning. Paul talks about clothing ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. You know, some of us use the excuse, well, I'm not a very patient person. I'm not very compassionate. I'm not a gentle person, you know. I'm not given to kindness. Listen, there isn't an excuse. Paul tells us if we're followers of Jesus, we've got to get dressed. And we've got to get dressed in those clothes. And, you know, this lady in Proverbs, I think that's what she summed up. Because it says she's clothed with dignity and strength. And to me, that sounds very royal. If you're going to wear your crown well, then you've got to get dressed well. What does it mean to be clothed with dignity? Well, in the dictionary, it says the state of being worthy of honour. I really do honour our Queen. I think she carries her status well. But, you know, there are many other women that have been in my life who I have to say are worthy of honour. They're dignified. That doesn't mean they walk around quiet and like the Queen all day. But there is something about their life that is dignified, that speaks to a very undignified world today. There's not a lot of honour goes on in our world today. There's a lot of putting down, and you may have been on the end of that. But, you know, people who are worthy of honour are often people who lift up others and bring them up to the honour that they know. I was at a funeral earlier this year for an 81-year-old lady who had been a missionary in Africa for a number of years, but was also a doctor and then came back to this country and was a GP in Manchester, just south of Manchester, for many, many years. I didn't know her particularly well, but her best friend's in our church and I drove her to the funeral. And I sat through that funeral and I could only think of these verses. Here is a woman that has shown dignity and strength through the whole of her life. The church was packed, and not many churches are packed when somebody's past 80 for their funeral because all their friends have died or family have moved on and whatever. This church was packed with the community who said, we are here to honour this lady who right until the day she died was making a difference in her town. And I just sat there listening to all the tributes and I thought, she's royal. She may not have had a crown that we could all see, but she knew and had known from being a child how to grow into her crown. And let me say to those of you that are younger here, listen, you can start to grow into your crown as a child. I have watched children, and you can see royalty in them, spiritual royalty in them, and you can see them growing into their crown. That lady did that so that at the age of 81, when she went to heaven, earth could give thanks because of all she'd poured into the lives of others. So if being clothed with dignity means being worthy of honour, what does it mean when it says clothed with strength? Well, when we talk about the word strength, we tend to think of physical strength, don't we? I'm not very strong physically, but I don't think it really means this. I think it means that sense of moral power, firmness, and courage. There's something special about a woman full of courage. I love to read biographies and autobiographies, and I love to read of women and men of courage who have made a difference in our world. You know, I see these qualities in our Queen. I think she's matched up to them over the years. She would never talk of having muscular power, but she's gone the distance, the longest serving monarch we've had. I don't think this mention in Proverbs has anything particularly to do with bodily power, but it is about that moral power, that firmness of conviction. Have you got some convictions that you're really firm about, that you will never, ever change on because it's come from God's word? Are you a woman of courage who says, no matter what comes against me, I'm going to stand firm. I'm going to be strong in what God has said to me. And I think if we're going to grow into our crown, then we have to clothe ourselves with strength and honour, and our character must grow in conviction and courage. It's something you can grow in. You know how when you had a little child and you had to buy school uniform, you would buy it too big? Yeah? So I can remember buying my girls their blazers, and, you know, it would reach their fingertips at first, because I knew within 3 or 4 months it was going to have moved up. Or even the shoes would be just a half a size big. They'll be all right. They'll be all right. They won't fall off, because they were so expensive. We were only allowed to buy shoes from Clark's for the school that they went to. And so they were expensive shoes. So you bought everything just a bit big to grow into. Listen, we have to grow into the clothes that we need in order to be the women that God needs us to be in our society today. So it's a decision to get dressed and wear those clothes. But how can we get the clothes? Do we have to purchase them? Well, listen to this verse. Isaiah 61 verse 10 says, he has clothed me with garments of salvation. There is something about understanding the salvation that Jesus offers us that transforms the whole of our lives. You remember David in the Psalms talked about the clothes of mourning being gone. Let me say, if you are clothed with the garments of salvation, don't remove them and put the clothes of your mourning back on again. You know, I felt this quite strongly as I was preparing and praying over this yesterday, that there are women here today, it might be just one person, you found Jesus as your saviour, you got the garments of salvation on, and you discarded your old garments, but you keep trying to put the old ones back on. The garments of your mourning. Some of us walk round with the shabby clothes of our past on, instead of discarding them and allowing the garments of salvation to be the ones we wear. When you go to your wardrobe, are there clothes in there that remind you of certain events? Yeah? So in my wardrobe, I've got two dresses. One reminds me of my daughter's wedding, and one reminds me of my dad's funeral. They're both bright because my dad loved Jesus and couldn't wait to get to heaven. So his funeral had to be exciting and a real celebration of 89 years and probably 80 of those loving and serving Jesus. So it was a celebration. So it's a bright dress. My daughter is bright and full of energy. So the wedding, the clothes I wore for the wedding had to be special. So every time I go to the wardrobe and see them, I'm reminded of those events. There are some ladies here. There are some clothes in your physical wardrobe that remind you of your past. But equally, there are things in your past that you keep putting back on. Let me say to you, make a decision today to discard those clothes. You know, it's getting near the time. It's 7 years since my daughter got married. I probably need to move on from those clothes. Actually, I don't wear them very often. They're for when I go on a cruise. But the dress I wore for my dad's funeral, well, it's only 3 years old, and I'm not somebody that discards clothes too quickly. But for some of you, there are clothes in your wardrobe that remind you of bad stuff. Perhaps stuff you were involved in that wasn't good. Listen, physically get rid of the clothes, but spiritually stop putting them back on and live in the garments of salvation that he has given you. Get rid of them, because you're never really going to grow into your crown if you keep putting those old clothes back on. We have to get dressed in the clothing that he gives us. So what are the results of being clothed with dignity and strength? I love this phrase. It says, when she's clothed with dignity and strength, she laughs without fear of the future. For some of you, you look at your future and it's a bit scary. You think, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And it dominates your thinking. Listen, when you are clothed with his strength, the dignity that comes from him, then you truly can look to your future and laugh. That's not a sort of cynical laugh or a hope it happens laugh. This is a confidence. I think perhaps laugh is almost the wrong word, but it's that I can look at the future with confidence. This woman understood that with God on her side, she could clothe herself with dignity and strength, the worthiness and strength that comes from knowing our sins are forgiven, God is on our side, and as a result, we can look to the future without fear. We can know with confidence that God is in our future. He's there. He's been there. Yeah? He's got it all prepared. And he has made us worthy to walk into it with our heads held high. He's made you worthy. Yeah? You didn't become a member of his family through your choice. Yes, you said to him, I'm going to receive you. The Bible tells us he chose you. Before the foundation of the earth, he chose you to be part of his kingdom. And so you can look to the future with a smile. It's not something we've made up for ourselves. So, If we are going to grow into our crown, we have to get dressed properly. This sort of clothing is so opposite to what the world thinks is important. In fact, Solomon said, charm and beauty are deceptive and beauty doesn't last. Sorry. The older we get, the more we realise. Those of us that are over 60, we understand that. We get that. Beauty doesn't last. But what does he say? A woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Right to the very end. Because she's understood that getting dressed is not an outward thing. It's about what goes on in here. What do I want to be remembered for? Not my outstanding beauty. That is not going to happen. Not my great dress sense, my amazing charm. When you look in my coffin, I want you to see a woman who feared the Lord. In fact, that's the verse that's on my mum's headstone. Because she truly was a woman of God. So to fear the Lord means to reverently worship, obey, trust with awe-filled respect. I want to be somebody known as somebody that lived in awe of the King. Because I think if I live in awe of the King, I can wear my crown well. Understanding who put me in the position in the first place. What are you clothed with today? Is it all about what people see on the outward? And listen, I'm not blaming you if that's how you felt, because that's what our world drives us to think. Okay? Are you defined by your past? And clothes with the old rags of sin and guilt? Do you keep putting them back on? Today, let God clothe you with his salvation and then every day choose to get dressed in his strength and live in dignity. Because this will assist you greatly in growing into your crown. So like all royalty, ladies, princesses here today, learn every morning how to get dressed well. Bless you.